Welcome to this edition of the Nick Lamoth Show. Tonight we bring back a segment to the show that has been much celebrated throughout the Celtics season. For all you listeners out there, I know this has been a favorite segment of yours. It went away for a month or so, but we're back here with Brian with his weekly segment here, talking about the Celtics, his take on what's going on in Celtics Nation. Brian, it's been a while. It's good to have you back.
Hey, Nick. It's great to be back, everyone. Sorry I haven't been here for a while. I hope you haven't missed me too much, and just good to be back.
All right, Brian. So we've got a lot to talk about here. It's been a busy month for the Celtics. First and foremost, the biggest news to come around lately, the big trade, Mark Blount, Ricky Davis, Marcus Banks, and Justin Reed going to Minnesota for Wally Szczerbiak, Michael Olowokandi, and an MBDL player. Your thoughts on this trade and how it's going to affect the Celtics here down the road?
Well, you know, obviously big news for especially you and your people in the Bucket Brigade. My condolences go out to you, if you will. It's been a tough month. I know you guys are huge fans. I'm a big Ricky Davis fan as well, as you know, and it's just tough for everyone involved. You know, Wally Szczerbiak is a very, very good player. And, you know, people need to, you know, obviously Ricky Davis was a fan favorite here, but Wally Zerbiak's a guy who's going to put up 15, 20 points a night this year, especially having a career year, and hopefully he's young at 28 years old. He's going to continue to get better. You know, Mark Blount is someone that's kind of being overlooked and I think forgotten about in this trade. Mark Blount is, you know, I didn't like him very much because, like I said before, he's a 7-foot guy who's unable to rebound the basketball properly, but he can score some points for you. So this Olowokandi guy, you know, that's what I call him. I know that's not right, but you know, hopefully he can rebound a little bit and come in and have an impact. Although it looks as though right now we're not going to really need too much help at the center position. You know, Kendrick Perkins is really doing an unbelievable job, and I think that may be the play by Perkins and Al Jefferson maybe helped us make this trade, because we said, you know, we can get rid of a guy like Mark Blount along with obviously Ricky Davis and maybe be a little bit better.
Absolutely. You know, I think a part of this trade that's being overlooked by many people is the fact that now Tony Allen going to be getting a few more minutes at the two guard, and his defense has really been overlooked. People don't remember because, you know, he's been injured for most of this year, but last year his defense was stellar, and it turned to fast break points, and it was really a boost for him. And now coming off the bench behind Pierce, instead of Ricky, he'll be getting a little bit more minutes because Ricky did lead the team in minutes.
Definitely. It's going to be nice to see Tony Allen get some minutes. Obviously, I think the key to this trade is Paul Pierce. You know, if Paul Pierce isn't averaging 25 points a game, you know, and having a career year, then I don't think Ricky Davis gets traded. I think, you know, I don't know if it was a struggle between those two and who needed to be in the spotlight so much, but it's going to be great to see Tony Allen come in, get some minutes. You know, last year he had such a promising year. He's finally back up. He's averaging 18 minutes a game this year, and his numbers, you know, are down from last year, but I still think he's coming back, and like you said, he is a great defensive player, and he's going to steal some balls. He's rarely going to turn over the ball, and it's something that's nice to see.
Of course, Ricky will be missed by everybody in Boston. Next, your thoughts on their play over the past month or so. They've made a little bit of a run. Their standing, their position in the standings has moved up, creeping back towards 500, and they've been hot as of late.
You know, the Celtics have been hot as of late, and people can't overlook some of these tough losses. You know, you lose to Denver, you know, it was a 10-point game, but that was a close game, and you know, you lose to a team like Atlanta, which I think there's really no excuse to lose to Atlanta, but it was only a 5-point game, and then, you know, the next night you go to Washington and lose by a point, and then the next night you play Dallas and lose by 2 points. You know, it's been such a tough schedule, and it doesn't stop there. Philadelphia in overtime, we lose by one. You know, we're not getting blown out with the exception of New Jersey, who we lost to by, I think, 30 points or 20 points, and you know, it's gonna be tough to say whether this. I think we're gonna tell whether this trade is gonna have a good impact on the team. They have a very tough schedule, and hopefully Wally Szczerbiak can be as much of a leader as Ricky Davis was and help the team win some ball games. You know, definitely we have a very hard schedule coming up, and you know, just a couple of games here that we should look for is Phoenix is going to be a very tough game. Then we have the Clippers. We're at Orlando, who is a subpar team. But then we go to Miami. Portland is not very good. Orlando's not very good. But then you have Cleveland, Utah, Phoenix, Portland, and the LA Lakers. That's going to be a very, very tough stretch for the Celtics. And I'd like to see how Wally Szczerbiak does under the pressure.
Absolutely. I think everybody would like to see them make a late playoff run here. And I think it's going to be key. You know, a lot of people say that they don't care if the Celtics make the playoffs because we can get a better pick out of the deal, and they're more focused on the development. But in my mind, if they can play one playoff series, even if they lose in the first round, the development that these young guys and the experience that these young guys are going to get through just one playoff series just cannot be matched by any regular season matchup. So I'd like to see them make the playoffs. And what do you think their realistic expectations are here for the rest of the season? Can they make a run at the playoffs? And if they get in the playoffs, what do you think their chances are?
Well, you know, obviously Danny Ainge and Doc Rivers and those guys obviously thought that we had a shot at making the playoffs, or they wouldn't have went out and traded Ricky Davis for Wally Szczerbiak. And I think we definitely have a legitimate shot. You know, people that are writing us off, you know, the Celtics are playing very close games. They're losing some close games, and one thing can bounce their way, that they could easily have about 10 more wins than they do this season. Right now they're at 18-26, and that is not far off from the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. If they just could get hot 1 month, then they're right back in the chase.
All right, something to look forward to for the rest of the season. Brian, again, great to have you back. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.